Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is August 22nd. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 11, 11 to 25. But the land you are about to cross into and possess, a land of hills and valleys, soaks up its water from the rains of heaven. It is a land which Hashem your God looks after, on which Hashem your God always keeps his eye, from year's beginning to year's end. If then you obey the commandments that I enjoin upon you this day, loving Hashem your God and serving him with all your heart and soul, I will grant the rain from your land in season, the early rain and the late. You shall gather in your new grain and wine and oil. I will also provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and thus you shall eat your fill. Take care not to be lured away to serve other gods and to bow to them. For Hashem's anger will flare up against you, and he will shut up the skies so that there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its produce, and you will soon perish from the good land that Hashem is assigning to you. Therefore, impress these words upon your very heart. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them serve as a symbol on your forehead, and teach them to your children, reciting them when you stay at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you get up, and inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, to the end that you and your children may endure in the land that Hashem swore to your fathers to assign to them, as long as there is a heaven over the earth. If then you faithfully keep all this instruction that I command you, loving Hashem your God, walking in all his ways and holding fast to him, then Hashem will dislodge before you all these nations. You will dispossess nations greater and more numerous than you. Every spot on which your foot treads shall be yours. Your territory shall extend from the wilderness to the Lebanon and from the river the Euphrates to the western sea. No man shall stand up to you. Hashem your God will put the dread and the fear of you over the whole land in which you set foot, as he promised you. Job 4, 1 to 7, 21. Then Eliphaz the Temanite said in reply, "If one ventures a word with you, will it be too much? But who can hold back his words? See, you have encouraged many. You have strengthened failing hands. Your words have kept him who stumbled from falling. You have braced knees that gave way. But now that it overtakes you, it is too much. It reaches you and you are unnerved. Is not your piety your confidence, your integrity your hope? Think now what innocent man ever perished. Where have the upright been destroyed? As I have seen, those who plow evil and sow mischief reap them. They perish by a blast from Hashem, are gone at the breath of his nostrils. The lion may roar, the cub may howl, but the teeth of the king of beasts are broken. The lion perishes for lack of prey, and its whelps are scattered. A word came to me in stealth, my ear caught a whisper of it. In thought-filled visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear and trembling came upon me, causing all my bones to quake with fright. A wind passed by me, making the hair of my flesh bristle. It halted. Its appearance was strange to me. A form loomed before my eyes. I heard a murmur, a voice. Can mortals be acquitted by Hashem? Can man be cleared by his Maker? If he cannot trust his own servants and casts reproach on his angels, how much less those who dwell in houses of clay, whose origin is dust, who are crushed like the moth, shattered between daybreak and evening, perishing forever, unnoticed. Their cord is pulled up, and they die, and not with wisdom. Call now. Will anyone answer you? To whom among the holy beings will you turn? Vexation kills the fool. Passion slays the simpleton. I myself saw a fool who had struck roots. Impulsively, I cursed his home. May his children be far from success. May they be oppressed in the gate with none to deliver them. May the hungry devour his harvest, carrying it off in baskets. May the thirsty swallow their wealth. Evil does not grow out of the soil, nor does mischief spring from the ground. For man is born to do mischief, just as sparks fly upward. But I would resort to Hashem. I would lay my case before Hashem, who performs great deeds which cannot be fathomed, wondrous things without number, who gives rain to the earth and sends water over the fields, who raises the lowly up high so that the dejected are secure in victory, who thwarts the designs of the crafty so that their hands cannot gain success, who traps the clever in their own wiles. The plans of the crafty go awry. By day they encounter darkness. At noon they grope as in the night. But he saves the needy from the sword of their mouth, from the clutches of the strong. So there is hope for the wretched. The mouth of the wrongdoing is stopped. See how happy is the man whom Hashem reproves. Do not reject the discipline of the Almighty. He injures, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands heal. He will deliver you from six troubles. In seven, no harm will reach you. In famine, he will redeem you from death. In war, from the sword. You will be sheltered from the scourging tongue. You will have no fear when violence comes. You will laugh at violence and starvation and have no fear of wild beasts. For you will have a pact with the rocks in the field, and the beasts of the field will be your allies. You will know that all is well in your tent. When you visit your wife, you will never fail. You will see that your offspring are many, your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave in ripe old age, as shocks of grain are taken away in their season. See, we have inquired into this, and it is so. Hear it and accept it. Then Job said in reply, if my anguish were weighed, my full calamity laid on the scales, it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. That is why I spoke recklessly. For the arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit absorbs their poison. Hashem's terrors are arrayed against me. Does a wild donkey bray when he has grass? Does a bull bellow over his fodder? Can what is tasteless be eaten without salt? Does mallow juice have any flavor? I refuse to touch them. They are like food when I am sick. Would that my request were granted, that Hashem gave me what I wished for. Would that Hashem consented to crush me, loosed his hand and cut me off. Then this would be my consolation. As I writhed in unsparing pains, that I did not suppress my words against the Holy One. What strength have I that I should endure? How long have I to live that I should be patient? Is my strength the strength of a rock? Is my flesh bronze? Truly, I cannot help myself. I have been deprived of resourcefulness. A friend owes loyalty to one who fails, though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My comrades are fickle, like a river, like a bed on which streams once ran. They are dark with ice. Snow obscures them. But when they thaw, they vanish. In the heat, they disappear where they are. Their course twists and turns. They run into the desert and perish. Caravans from Tema look to them. Processions from Sheba count on them. They are disappointed in their hopes. When they reach the place, they stand aghast. So you are as nothing. At the sight of misfortune, you take fright. Did I say to you, I need your gift? Pay a bribe for me out of your wealth. Deliver me from the clutches of my enemy. Redeem me from the violent man. Teach me, I shall be silent. Tell me where I am wrong. How trenchant honest words are, but what sort of reproof comes from you? Do you devise words of reproof, but count a hopeless man's words as wind? You would even cast lots over an orphan, or barter away your friend. Now, be so good as to face me. I will not lie to your face. Relent! Let there not be injustice. Relent! I am still in the right. Is injustice on my tongue? Can my palate not discern evil? Truly, man has a term of service on earth. His days are like those of a hireling, like a slave who longs for evening shadows, like a hireling who waits for his wage. So have I been allotted months of futility. Nights of misery have been apportioned to me. When I lie down, I think, when shall I rise? Night drags on, and I am sated with tossings till morning twilight. My flesh is covered with maggots and claws of earth. My skin is broken and festering. My days fly faster than a weaver's shuttle and come to their end without hope. Consider that my life is but wind. I shall never see happiness again. The eye that gazes on me will not see me. Your eye will seek me, but I shall be gone. As a cloud fades away, so whoever goes down to Sheol does not come up. He returns no more to his home. His place does not know him. On my part, I will not speak with restraint. I will give voice to the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the dragon that you have set a watch over me? When I think my bed will comfort me, my couch will share my sorrows. You frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions, till I prefer strangulation, death, to my wasted frame. I am sick of it. I shall not live forever. Let me be, for my days are a breath. What is man, that you make much of him, that you fix his attention upon him? You inspect him every morning, examine him every minute. Will you not look away from me for a while? Let me be, till I swallow my spittle? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, watcher of men? Why make of me your target and a burden to myself? Why do you not pardon my transgression and forgive my iniquity? For soon I shall lie down in the dust. When you seek me, I shall be gone. First Corinthians 14, 18-40. I, Paul, thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in a church meeting, I would much rather speak 5 understandable words that will help others than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil, but be mature and wise in understanding matters of this kind. It is written in the scriptures, I will speak to my own people through unknown languages and through the lips of foreigners. But even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. So you see that speaking in tongues is a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for the benefit of believers, not unbelievers. Even so, if unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meeting and hear everyone talking in an unknown language, they will think you are crazy. But if all of you are prophesying and unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meeting, they will be convicted of sin and they will be condemned by what you say. As they listen, their secret thoughts will be laid bare, and they will fall down on their knees and worship God, declaring God is really here among you. Well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize what I am saying. When you meet, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation God has given. One will speak in an unknown language, while another will interpret what is said. But everything that is done must be useful to all and build them up in the Lord. No more than 2 or 3 should speak in an unknown language. They must speak one at a time, and someone must be ready to interpret what they are saying. But if no one is present who can interpret, they must be silent in your church meeting and speak in tongues to God privately. Let 2 or 3 prophesy, and let the others evaluate what is said. But if someone is prophesying and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. In this way, all who prophesy will have a turn to speak, one after the other, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. Remember that people who prophesy are in control of their spirit and can wait their turn. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the other churches. Women should be silent during the church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. If they have any questions to ask, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is improper for women to speak in church meetings. Do you think that the knowledge of God's word begins and ends with you, Corinthians? Well, you are mistaken. If you claim to be a prophet or think you are very spiritual, you should recognize that what I am saying is a command from the Lord himself. But if you do not recognize this, you will not be recognized. So, dear brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy, and don't forbid speaking in tongues, but be sure that everything is done properly and in order. Psalm 37:30-40. The godly offer good counsel. They know what is right from wrong. They fill their hearts with God's law, so they will never slip from his path. Those who are evil spy on the godly, waiting for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed or let the godly be condemned when they are brought before the judge. Don't be impatient for the Lord to act. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you, giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. I myself have seen it happen, proud and evil people thriving like mighty trees. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future lies before those who love peace. But the wicked will be destroyed. They have no future. The Lord saves the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in him. Proverbs 21:27. God loathes the sacrifice of an evil person, especially when it is brought with ulterior motives. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 37, Delight Yourself in the Lord, by the Psalms Project.
Don't worry about evildoers. Don't be envious of those who do wrong. For they will soon fade like the grass, and they will wither like a flower without rain. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feast on the truth. Delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act. He will bring your vindication like the dawn, and your justice like the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait with expectation. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart. About those who prosper, nor the one who carries out evil schemes. Refrain from anger and flee from wrath, and do not worry, for it only leads to sin. The wicked will be cut off.
yourselves in abundant peace. Oh, the meek will inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is near. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor, to slay those whose way is right. But their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous have than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the just. And day by day the Lord watches over his saints and their inheritance is forever. They will not be ashamed when the dark trials come. In the famine they will be fed. They will not be ashamed when tragedy comes. In the famine they will be fed. 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 But the wicked will pass away. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the meadows. They're here, then one day they're gone. They vanish into nothingness like smoke. They disappear and no trace of them are left. Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart. Just give and give and give. Those blessed by God will receive the land, but those cursed by Him will be cut off. The steps of man are made sure by the Lord when He delights in His ways. And though we fall, He will not be ruined. The Lord is the one who holds him up. I have been young and now am old. I haven't seen his saints disowned, nor seen his children begging for a scrap of bread. Always he is gracious and giving, and his children are a blessing for generations. Turn yourself away from evil and do good, and you will dwell forever. Yahweh loves justice, He will not forsake His saints, they're preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall not prosper, the righteous will receive the land, and they will dwell upon it forever and ever. Inheritance is forever.
mouth of the righteous pours out wisdom. His tongue declares justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. They do not slip. They will not slip. They do not slip. They will not slip. The wicked watch for the righteous and seek a way to take him down. But the Lord will not abandon him to his power, nor let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. No, the Lord will deliver him. Exalt you to inherit the land, and you will look on when the wicked are cut off. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man prospering like a laurel tree. But he passed away and was no more. When I looked for him, he could not be seen. Mark the blameless and behold the just. There's a future for the man of peace. But the wicked soon will be destroyed. His future suddenly will cease. The salvation of the saints is from the Lord, their stronghold. In the time of trouble, he rescues them because they trust in him alone. The salvation of the saints is from the Lord, their stronghold. In the time of trouble, he rescues them because they trust in him alone. Because they trust in him alone.